إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، as Ramadan أيها الإخوة draws to a close, and as we are now in the last remaining days of Ramadan, of course each and every one of us must look at that which he has carried out throughout this month. How he has been and has he improved? How he has drawn closer to his Rabb and his Mawla? How has he improved in following the Sunnah? How has he improved in being upon the way of the Salaf of this Ummah? This Ramadan, as is the case and should be the case with every Ramadan, should be one wherein the believer, he improves, he gets better. There is tahassun in relation to his a'mal and his actions, and that which is related to his connection between him and his Lord. And if we were to make that recollection upon Ramadan, as it relates to ourselves, how would you conclude? Have you done any better? Is there any improvement? Or have we remained the same, or in actuality have we gotten worse? And that is imperative that we reflect upon that, since the affair of sealing one's actions, ending one's actions upon khair, is something that we find throughout the text of the Kitab and the Sunnah. And of course none of us knows how Allah Azza wa Jal is going to take our soul. It is established upon the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu that he mentioned, حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ الصَّادِقُ الْمَسْدُوقُ. He said that indeed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated to us, and he is a sadiq, the truthful one, al-masduq, the one who was believed in. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded to explain the reality of our creation. Inna ahadukum, he said that indeed one of you, yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi 40 yawman nutfa. He said that indeed one of you has his creation gathered in the stomach and in the womb of his mother for 40 days as nutfa, as semen. Thumma yakunu 'alaqatan mithla dhalik. Then he is a clinging clot for a like period. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And then he is like unto a congealed, يعني, morsel of flesh, or a morsel of chewed flesh. That is for a like period, another 40 days. Then Allah Azza wa Jal يَبْعَثُ فِيهِ مَلَك. Then Allah Azza wa Jal sends to him, ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَلَكًا. Then Allah Azza wa Jal sends an angel. فَيَؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. And that angel will be commanded with four affairs, that he writes them down as it relates to this soul, as it relates to this individual who has not yet entered into the dunya. The Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, يُؤْمَر, he is commanded, بِرِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ أو شقي أو سعيد. That he is commanded with writing his determined decree. Likewise, writing the amount of risk and sustenance he will receive. And similarly, if he will be a person of shaqawa, a person that would be shaqi, wretched, or whether he will be a person in bliss, a happy, successful individual. And then the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ He said that indeed a man shall work the actions of the people of Jannah until there is not between him and it other than a dhira', other than a handspan. And in a riwayah, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى لَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ. A person will carry out the action of the people of the hellfire until there is not between him and it except a handspan. Dhira', yani the space or the length from his hand to his forearm. A short space. And then that which has been decreed and written overcomes him and overtakes him. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. And then he begins to work the deeds of the people of the fire and he enters it. Or he begins to work, as it relates to those who do the actions of the people of the hellfire, he begins to work the deeds of the people of the Jannah, and so he enters it. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ. He said that a man will do the actions of the people of Jannah. That is, he's upright, he's righteous apparently, until there is nothing between him and Jannah except a handspan. And then, يَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. That which has been written and that which is recorded will overcome him. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. And so he carries out the deeds of the people of the hellfire and he enters it. And every upright individual, when he hears the hadith, oftentimes and usually, he reflects upon the fact that, alhamdulillah, there was a period when we were traversing towards the hellfire as it relates to our actions. And Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us. Allah Azza wa Jal placed tawfiq in us. Whether we were kuffar who were guided to Islam, or whether we were Muslims who were not practicing. And then Allah Azza wa Jal gave us the tawfiq to begin to practice the deen. That Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us in that regard. And now, alhamdulillah, we're on the path. We were the ones who were handspanned away from the hellfire. Now we're on the path to Jannah. But don't let the shaitan beguile you, ayyuhal ikhwa. For indeed the hadith, it may be manifest and it is applicable in terms of its ma'na and in terms of its meaning to the one who is upon the path of Jannah. He is on the way towards it, even if he previously was not upon it. And then he changes himself. He changes his actions. And he ends up in the nar wal-iyadu billah. So it may possibly be, as was the case with the munafiqoon at the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them, the hypocrites, some of them, as the people of knowledge mentioned, they were kuffar from the very beginning. And when they entered into Islam, they pretended and continued to pretend to be Muslimun, though they were kuffar continually, from beginning to end. And then from them were those who truly entered Iman. وَارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِهِمْ. Those who truly entered Iman, and then they apostated. But they did not manifest their kufr. They still feigned Islam. And so they began to walk the path of the people of the hellfire. And thus were considered from its people. Munafiqun. Though they were once upon a time believers in the Messenger of Allah, they took faith sincerely. And then irtaddu. Then they apostated. And that is something Al-Imam Ibn Kathir and others mention as it relates to the Munafiqun. From them were those who were kuffar, who never entered but pretended to enter. And from them were those who were mu'minun. And then they apostated. And that was during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so don't listen to these ahadith and believe that that is you, yakhi. That we are Ahlul Jannah, alhamdulillah, we were on the verge of entering the hellfire. Then Allah changed us and now we're on the way to Jannah. La. Na'am, the path that we walk in following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is no doubt the path to Jannah. But yakhi, will you remain upon it? Will you remain upon that rushd and upon that guidance and upon that khair? When the wife of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked concerning his dua, what was akthar dua in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the majority of the dua, the supplication that you heard him recite, that you heard him say? She said, he used to say, Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qulubana ala ta'atik, wa fi riwaya ala dinik. He used to say the dua, I used to hear him say the most, O turner of the hearts, establish our heart upon your deen. And so with that being the case, ayyuhal ikhwan, no. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. That indeed your Lord is not one that oppresses his abid, that oppresses his slaves. And know that Allah Azza wa Jal, with any individual that wronged themselves, Allah mentions, وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah mentions, we did not wrong them, but it was them who wrung themselves. Know, brothers and sisters, that this period of khair that we're in, this period of good, it is a period that we should seal with khair. We should end it with khair, as we hope for our lives, ayyuhal ikhwa, to be ended upon khair. So how are these ahadith then to be understood? As it relates to this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as occurs in the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'ad, Sahal ibn Sa'ad, he mentioned that indeed we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a ma'raka, in a battle against the mushrikeen. He said, فَاقْتَتَلُوا فَمَالَ كُلُّ قَوْمٍ إِلَىٰ عَسْكَرِهِمْ. They fought and then each battalion went to its respective army. And then he said that there was a man among them, يعني a man among the Muslimun, among the warriors, who لا يدع من المشركين شاذ ولا فاذ إلا اتبعه فضربه بسيفي. He said he didn't leave anyone from the mushrikun, regardless of who he was, except that he followed him and struck him with his sword. And except that he pursued them and killed them. He was a diligent warrior on the battlefield. And so the affair was brought to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after they said and explained how diligent he was upon the battlefield, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Innahu min ahlin nar." He said, "Indeed, he is from the people of the hellfire." And so they said, "Ayyuna min ahlil jannah, in kana hadha min ahlin nar." They said, "Then who of us will be from the people of Jannah if this man is from the people of the Nar?" And so a man from among the people, he said, "I'm going to follow this individual. I'm going to pursue him and watch him. Because of the statement that I heard from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he rushes, when he walks slowly, I'm going to be with him." And so he continued to pursue him and follow him. Hatta jurih. Until he was wounded. فَاسْتَعْجَلَ الْمَوْتِ. He was wounded and so he wished to hasten his own death. And so he placed the handle of his sword on the ground and placed his placed the point of his sword on his chest, leaned upon it and killed himself. And so thereon after, that man, he came running saying, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah, Rasulullah. He said, I bear witness that indeed you are the messenger of Allah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Wa ma dhak? He said, and what is that? Why is that? He said, for indeed the man that you said, and he explained what had occurred, that he saw him, after pursuing him, he saw him put the blade on the handle on the ground, put the blade on his chest, leaned upon it and killed himself. Thereon after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that, he said, Inna rajul لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فِي مَا يَبْدُو لِلنَّاسِ وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He said that indeed a man will carry out the actions of the people of the hell of Jannah. Fima yabdu linnas, in that which is apparent to the people, that which they can see from him, but he is from the people of the hellfire. And indeed a person may carry out the actions of the people of the hellfire. Fima yabdu linnas, in relation to that which is apparent to the people. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And so a man may carry out the deeds of the people of Jannah in that which is apparent, but he is from the people of the hellfire. And a man may carry out the actions of the people of the hellfire in that which is apparent, but he in actuality is from the people of the Nar. So never does the believer have aman and feel secure about himself. Indeed, a man said on an occasion to Abdullah ibn Mubarak, رحمه الله تعالى, that great imam from the Salaf, رأيت رجلا قتل رجلا ظلما فقلت في نفسي أنا أفضل من هذا. He said that I saw a man on an occasion kill another man oppressively, and he said, so I said to myself, I am better than him. Yani I'm better than this man, he's killer, murderer, I'm better than him. And so Al-Imam Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, he said, أَمْنُكَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ أَشَدُّ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. He said that indeed your aman, your feeling secure about yourself, is worse than the crime that he has committed. You feeling secure about yourself, that you're okay, you're fine, that there is no problem with you. And thus Al-Imam al-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي مَا يَؤُولُ إِلَيْهِ الْأَمَرِ فَلَعَلَّهُ يَكُونُ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He said, because indeed he does not know what his end result will be, and perhaps he will be among the khasireen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal save us from that. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. أيها الإخوة, it relates to this hadith, that is this hadith of Sahal, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that indeed a man may carry out the actions of the people of Jannah, فيما يبدو للناس, in that which is apparent to the people, while he in actuality is from the people of the hellfire. In relation to that hadith, Al-Imam Al-Zurqani, he mentions in his explanation of Muwatta, he mentions that indeed this hadith is an indication that the end result or the last actions of a person is what befits that individual, or is what are, or the actions that are applicable to him. And he mentions it is possible أن من انتقل من العمل السيء إلى عمل أحسن يعتبر تائبا ومن انتقل من الإيمان إلى الكفر يعتبر مرتدا. He said that the one, if you want to were to reflect, then the one that changes from being upon actions that are evil to good actions, he is considered ta'iban. He is considered one who has repented. And the one who changes from righteous actions to actions of kufr, he is considered murtaddan. He is considered the apostate. That is, of course, if the actions are from those actions that expel him from Islam in totality, which are actions of kufr coupled with that belief of kufr in his heart. Therefore, the affair, ayyuhal ikhwa, is one that is shadeed. As it relates then to the affair, ayyuhal ikhwa, of the actions and how one's actions are sealed, al-Imam Ibn Hajar, he mentions concerning this hadith, likewise, يُحْمَلْ وَيُمْكِنَ يُمْكِنْ حَمْلُهُ أَلَى مَنْ يَعْمَلُ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ رِيَاءً وَنِفَاقًا ثُمَّ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِالشَّرِّ. He said that this hadith is carried and it is applied to the one who carries out an action riya'an, to be seen of the people. وَنِفَاقًا, and in actuality based upon hypocrisy. And so his end result is sealed with evil. And that then, brothers and sisters, is something that is relevant to our time now. Relevant to this period of time that we're in, the month of Ramadan. And we have been mentioning and warning the Muslimun against being from among those who are considered the Ramadan Muslim. He is seen, he is righteous, he is upright in the masjid, establishes salah in Ramadan. Outside of Ramadan, he is missing. He is not to be seen. Has no interest in masjid and khair and siyam and salah. Has no interest in any action from the actions of khair other than following his own desires. That, brothers and sisters, it is feared for such an individual. And thus we warn against such characteristics. For the statement of Imam Hafidh ibn Hajar, that it is carried upon the one who does so riya'an, who does so to be seen of the people. As Bishr al-Hafi, he said, when an individual was asked concerning those who increase in ibadah, or who only carry out ibadah in Ramadan, salah, sadaqah, and other than that, in Ramadan alone, he said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ لا يعرفون الله حقا إلا في رمضان. He said that they are an evil people, only knowing the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and only knowing Allah truly in Ramadan. And so the fear, brothers and sisters, is if we are from this type of individual, that our affair will be sealed with shar, will be sealed with that which is evil, wal-iyadu billah. Brothers and sisters, there is a beautiful hadith that is in line with the hadith that we have mentioned, a riwayah, a version. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as occurs in a hadith that was collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and declared authentic by Imam Al-Albani and Sahaha, he mentioned the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا عليكم أن لا تعجبوا بعمل أحد حتى تنظروا بما يختم له. He said, it is not for you to be amazed with the action of any individual that you see acting and being upon apparent khair and apparent good until you see how his affair ends. Don't be amazed by his actions until you see how his affair ends. Hadith of the Messenger, ayyuhal ikhwa. He mentioned, فَإِنَّ الْعَامِلِ يعمل زمانا من عمره أو برهة من دهره بعمل صالح لو مات عليه دخل الجنة. He said, for indeed a man may carry out actions for a period of time, for a period of his life, or for a set period, and he carries out those righteous actions, if he were to die upon them, he would be from the people of Jannah. ثُمَّ يَتَحَوَّلْ فَيَعْمَلُ عَمَلًا سَيِّئًا. And then his affair changes, and he begins to carry out evil deeds. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدِ ليعمل برهة من دهره بعمل سيء لو مات عليه دخل النار. And indeed a man will carry out an action or a number of actions throughout his life. If he were to die upon them, he would enter the hellfire. ثم يتهول فيعمل عملا صالحا. And then his affair changes and he works righteous deeds. فإذا أراد الله بعبده خيرا استعمل قبل موته. And so if Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for his servant, he utilizes him before his death. And so the companions, they said, رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين, يا رسول الله وكيف يستعمله. He said, O Messenger of Allah, and how does Allah utilize him? What is meant by that? He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يوفقه لعمل صالح ثم يقبضه عليه. He said that indeed he gives him tawfiq, he grants him success to work righteous deeds, and then he takes his life while he's upon that. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.